I invite you to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants. We have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, back in 2011, 7 gunshots were fired at the White House. In September 2014, an Iraqi war veteran scaled the fence, ran across the yard, and entered into the presidential mansion. It was an off-duty agent that caught him and brought him down. That very same month, an armed private security contractor with a criminal record was on the elevator with the president in Atlanta. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson was called before a congressional committee, and she took full responsibility for all the holes in the presidential security. She fell on her sword, took responsibility, and resigned the very next day to Homeland Security. Often in today's culture, we'll hear this phrase, falling on one's sword. It can mean to sacrifice your career, your living. And we often hear about it with executives of corporations or perhaps public figures who resign after some major error has occurred. It simply means to accept responsibility, to accept the blame for an error that has been made. I have often used that phrase in my own life when something has gone wrong. But I have to admit, I often claim, "Oh, I want a do-over. I want to redo something." But of course, that is not possible. But it seems like I always promise to myself that I'm never going to do that again. I'm going to learn from my mistakes. But as so often is the case, it seems that I forget and often will make the same mistake again and fall again. There is one thing that ties us as a human race entirely together, and it is our ability to make mistakes and errors. You know, it's amazing. We're really good at that. We're really good at falling. In our reading from Romans, Paul is reminding us of this situation when he says, "For there is no difference between people. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record of sinners and proved that we are totally incapable of living the glorious lives that God has intended for us." Now, when you think about it, what's so remarkable is that this problem, it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve and through all the generations, through the prophets, and all the way up to us today. We are all in this same group. We are the fallen. What is so amazing is that often we forget. We have a tendency not to remember what we've done. It isn't fun to remember such things, that we are such flawed people. Paul says, "All have sinned." And we kind of cringe. We don't want to hear this. So we move forward and we kind of set those things aside as a bad memory and often forget them. And that's what we hear about in this gospel reading today. our reading from John, the 8th chapter, if we had read just a few verses before, we would have heard the story of the adulterous woman and the people wanting to stone her. And just like last week's message, these leaders have brought this fallen woman to Jesus. You see, they want to trap him. They want him to make a mistake. So they say to Jesus, "We've caught this woman in adultery. Our law says that she should be stoned, but what should we do?" Again, the leaders thought there were only two answers. Either he would say she should be stoned or that she should not. And Jesus knew that if he said stone her, well, then he would be accused of breaking Roman law. Because only the Romans were allowed to sentence people to death. And if he had said the other, don't stone her, well, then the Jewish leaders would accuse him of not following the Jewish law. So what does the Lord do? Does he answer one of these two ways? Of course not. He reminds the religious leaders about what they have so conveniently forgotten, that they too have fallen. You see, their condition was exactly the same as the woman's. He said, "The very first one without sin can throw the first stone." And the leaders quickly and quietly turned and left. When they realized that Jesus had taken away their moral authority over another person, they simply dropped the stones where they stood and left the woman with Jesus. In our gospel reading today, a few verses later, Jesus is teaching again, and he tells some of his Jewish followers that if they continue in his word, they will be truly free. Well, you know, when the Jewish leaders heard this, they were kind of in shock. Free? But we are Abraham's descendants. We are the chosen people. We've never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we need to be set free? Wait a minute. Let's go back in our Bible. What about that time in Egypt when they were slaves? What about when Moses came to Pharaoh and demanded that the people be let free? The escape, the exodus, all those years in the wilderness. Talk about amnesia, short memories. And even right now, they're surrounded by the Romans and Pontius Pilate. How could anyone forget about all of that? Even so, these Jewish leaders, they seem to have forgotten. They don't want to remember what Jesus is reminding them of. They don't want to be reminded that they were slaves. So Jesus goes on and he says, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." That's a tough message to hear, because now Jesus, he's talking about us. And it hurts to hear that Jesus is talking that way. It's hard to hear that we are the ones that need to be freed. As we begin to realize our own sinfulness, there are two common mistakes that we all today still make. First of all, just as the Jewish leaders, we forget. We use selective amnesia. We forget, we deny, we forget the woman to be stoned, that sinner. She is just like us. She is like us because we all need God's forgiveness. We are slaves to sin and need to be free. We have all got the same problem. We have fallen. And as many of us believe, that second mistake for us is that we believe we can fix it ourselves. In our society today, well, you know, If you want to be thinner or heavier, if you don't want to be gray, if you don't want wrinkles, there is a cure out there and it is everywhere for you to find. And just like in your faith life, if you just prayed harder, longer, if you just followed this ritualistic procedure, if you had just jumped through a few more hoops, maybe we can earn God's forgiveness. This has been the church's problem for centuries. Back in the early years, it tried to sell forgiveness. It has told people that if they took pilgrimages, if they followed this prescribed formula, that God's favor would be given to them. But according to Jesus, there is only one thing that is going to set us free. And Jesus gives us that answer. The truth is going to set us free. This weekend, we celebrate the Reformation, a time in history of about 500 years ago when the Reformers rejected this idea that if we worked hard, we would earn salvation. The Reformers, they were pointing us back to that new truth, to the wonderful and awesome things that God did to preserve this truth among us. When it seemed as if the truth was nowhere to be found, God made it shine brightly. Kings and paupers, priests and monks, they gave their lives to defend that truth during that time of the Reformation. They sought to restore it, to proclaim it, to honor it, to lift it up as the only beacon of salvation. And it says that while we were sinners, Christ died and rose from the dead to give us this relationship with God. I am excited to tell you today that this truth, it is still setting people free today. It is still reforming people's hearts. And it is shaping our eternal and our everlasting destinies. This truth continues to offer hope and love in a fallen world. And even though we fall, even though we forget, the good news is that God never forgets. God will not forget you. God doesn't abandon us. The truth points us to one place and one place alone, and that is Christ and the cross and the resurrection. God will never allow us to forget this truth, that we need forgiveness, that Jesus came to offer that to us and to set us free. Here is the truth as quoted from the Message Bible. We are utterly incapable of living the glorious lives God wills for us. God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, He put us in right standing with Himself, a pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in and restored us to where He always wanted us to be. And He did it by means of Jesus Christ. The truth will set you free. Amen.